Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our 7:30 p.m. Bible study that we have every Wednesday night. And we shabbat the Lord for you being present on tonight. I'm going to release the line to Minister Oni Jesus, prophetic psalmist from Lagos, Nigeria. We thank God for her, the songs that God has released through CSDC, along with her own songs. Amen. Listen, the blood still inspires song, beloved. Amen.
Come on.
In your life, God can inspire a new song. So God has blessed the woman of God that she has partnered with us. She has sang some of the songs that God has birthed through CSDC, and we have come into covenant with her for her own songs. So, Minister Oni Jesus, we're going to release the line to you. Let us give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is awesome. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. Let's be the Lord of glory. As we lay our hands up to God. Let's lay our hands up to God in appreciation of giving us life, of making us obedient, alive in the land of the ladies, of making us a city today by the sun. We bless the name of God, we worship him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy.
He is worthy.
Holy, are you God of creation? Worthy, I am. We worship your majesty. Awesome God, how great you are, Lord. Worthy are your miracles and of the holiness. Now we are and worship you, holy Lord, holy. Are you Lord?
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Our creation, for you, God.
Everything in them you gave.
Christ, you are. You are worthy to be praised. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Oh, you alone are worthy. Worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You kept your promises. Jesus, you kept your promises. Yes, because you're faithful. Oh, you are faithful, God. Every day you walk amazing miracles. You are worthy to be praised. You kept your promises. Yes, because you're faithful. Because you're faithful, Lord. Every day you work amazing grace. No one is to be praised.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. Jesus, you are worthy. You are worthy. Worthy to be praised. Between us, you can dance on heaven. And start up, you may only live a holy life. And you gave up breath on heaven. For your love, I am your messy. You know,
Father, may they be the particular of the world.
Because I know your word, amen. Your word makes that away, my Father, my God. I praise my God. As your word upon the love in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, King of glory, we pray for the cornerstone. God, my Father and my God, I pray this hour. Let the power of the anointing take us to the other man. Now, King of glory, let the cornerstone be set to another man in the name of Jesus. Father, my God, I know you are God. Father, King of glory, cornerstone is the church that you have selected, is the church that you have built, is the church funded by you, Holy Ghost, according to the book of according to the word that God is sharing me. He said, a perfect evangelist, King of glory, according to you, Lord, let this work that fight in the name of Jesus. For even to the people of this day, Lord my God, that is the healing of your soul.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. We thank God for the worship, for the psalmist. Amen. From Lagos, Nigeria, we give God praise. We thank God for the opening prayer that has came forth on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We pray that you all are in the spirit and that your mind is upon the Lord. Amen. That your mind is upon spiritual things on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Only he alone deserves the glory. Amen. He hadn't even released that yet. That song is coming out. Only he alone deserves the glory. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We're going to have the scripture reading now by Bishop Isaac Walter Hurd. Bishop, we release the line to you for the scripture reading.
Amen. Tonight's scripture reading is coming from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, and then I'll jump to verse 38. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads as such, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And verse 38 says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. May the Lord have a blessing on this reading. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
we thank God for the reading of the word on tonight, beloved. Amen. Now I release the line to Sister Nicole Smiley for the announcements and the welcome address.
Good evening, everyone. Cornerstone Deliverance Church announcements are as such. We do invite you every Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30 to come and join us for a word of God's excellence in Bible study, and that you could be reach us via conference call, and that number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 139949#. And also, we invite you to our mobile app. our mobile app. I like to call it the meeting place because it is definitely God provides through the mobile app. You can find the website link, the music that Cornerstone is birthing out. You can give on the web, the mobile app. The calendar is there, the Theological Institute, sermons. And that mobile app can be reached via Google Play or your Apple Store. And you just click on your Play Store or your Google App Store and put in Corner Deliverance Church, and you will be blessed by a wealth of information. There's even an evangelism course that takes place on Fridays, Thursday night prayer. I suggest that you just go to the mobile app so that you can definitely be blessed, and you'll have access to the web store, the books that the Lord is blessing Cornerstone, birthing out of Cornerstone. So definitely suggest that you go to your mobile, your Play Store, and download the mobile app. It is free. And with that being said, I do want to, on behalf of Cornerstone Deliverance Church and our pastor, Apostle Asia Hurd, and our bishop, Isaac Walter Hurd, we do invite you on this day that the Lord has made in spirit and truth with our Lord Jesus Christ as we partake together in Bible study and fellowship, and that we will glorify God together. And I just want to read a scripture from Revelations 22:17, and we'll be reading out of the New Living Translation. And it says, Amen. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come. Let anyone who hears this say, Come. And let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. And so I am excited about the ministering and the teaching that is about to take place. And Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the Lord that I am able to participate. And my thank you blessings to all.
Amen. 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 We thank God for the announcements, amen, on tonight in the welcome address. Amen. And we pray that you feel welcome. Amen. 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 Now I'm going to release the line to Evangelist Marilyn Duncan. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God, for she's coming to introduce her husband. Amen. We sure that no one can introduce him like she can. Amen. So, Evangelist, we release the line to you tonight.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I pray all is well. God bless you. I'm going to introduce Pastor Bishop Glenn Temple, who is a pastor of Salvation and Liberty Church of Suffolk in Virginia.
Praise the Lord. She's acting all shy on me, y'all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This news this conference is new to both of us. This conference.
Amen.
Amen. So, Apostle Hurd, whatever, how you want to proceed, just let us know.
Amen. Well, beloved, on tonight, amen, the speaker on tonight is Bishop Glenn Duncan of Salvation Deliverance Church of Suffolk. Some of us have come from Salvation Deliverance Church, amen, the main building up under the late Apostle William Brown, amen. So we know what this is, amen. Listen, like Bishop liked to say, just put your bib on, amen, get ready. It's about to get messy, amen. Some of you might get cut, but it's okay. Bleed out. It's going to be all right. From the cutting, you will bring forth much fruit. Amen. If the word cut you on tonight, just say ouch. So without any further ado, we give to you Bishop Glenn Duncan as he come forth in the word of God. Amen. Let's receive him on tonight, beloved. Let's receive
Amen.
The name of God.
Yeah, hallelujah. Amen. Bless him, Lord. Don't bless God. Him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. God, everybody. Amen. And always giving honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of our lives. And the Spirit of God, amen. Giving honor to Apostle Bishop Hurd and every one of you that's here with us on this evening. Amen. Everything said thus far, amen, points to evangelism, amen. And I thank God to hear that you're already, some of you are already being taught evangelism by the apostle and the bishop, amen. So this should be very, very
amen.
Good for us. Amen. I'm looking for interaction, amen, because if we interact, We know the word of God talks about iron and sharpening iron. Amen. Brother Duncan don't profess to know it all, but one thing I do know, God is God, and God is not all by himself. So as Apostle said, amen, I'm not striving to step on any toes. I'm not striving to offend. However, we're going to look at basic evangelism through the word of God. Amen, because I believe as a body of believers, we're getting away. We've crossed the line. Too many people are saying we can do anything and anything goes. And too many of us are saying, I can save someone. Dearly beloved, we can't save anybody.
Amen.
We're just vessels and tools that God allow us to be part of his work. So we're going to go ahead to the word of God in the book of Acts. We're going to use it as our foundational scripture, the book of Acts, the first chapter and the 8th verse. And I thank God for the scripture that was read by my brother Bishop.
Amen.
And it reads, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and on to the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. We thank God for the reading and the hearing of his word.
Amen.
Basic evangelism, we're going to use that scripture, amen, and we hope to be blessed to go off however God lead us, amen. The scripture talks about receiving the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon us, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. This suggests to me that to be witnesses of God, we need the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. So I like to say, what do we do to define evangelism?
Amen.
Witnessing to me both in Jerusalem, and we know that's just throughout the world. The word of God is going to go forth. And we know in the word of God, God tells us his word will come back to him, boy. So how do we define evangelism? Most of us academically define evangelism. We're talking about in the Christian body now. We're talking about it's a personal goal, it's about from place to place, preaching the gospel for the conversion of souls. Would everybody agree upon that?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask y'all to get some scriptures so I don't be jumping around. Amen. Somebody say yes to Acts 4 through 8. Just say yes and get your finger on it. Somebody say yes. They're going to get Acts
yes.
4. Acts, I'm sorry, the 8th chapter, verses 4 through 8. Somebody else get Romans 10 and 4 for me. Somebody got that?
Romans what?
Romans 10 and 4.
Got it.
Okay. So evangelism was also originally one who proclaimed good tidings. And then my studies, good tidings, is about Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Would y'all agree on that?
Amen.
Man.
I don't hear no amens. I don't hear nothing.
Man.
Uh-oh. Y'all going to make this tight for me here. I thought we were going to be moving because everybody appears to be at some type of place. The reason why I wanted basic evangelism is because I've seen that we're doing all type of stuff. We're bringing in 21st century technology, which is good. Amen. We're bringing in all this methodology, and we have people doing some things that I truly, truly believe crosses the line. I hear people going into nursing homes and to prison systems and feel because they're speaking about Jesus, they could do whatever they want to do. However, I believe we're in error. The Bible says again, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. People are teaching we no longer need the indwelling of the Holy Ghost to speak of spiritual things of God. Amen?
Mm. Amen.
Acts, who has Acts 4, 8, excuse me, Acts 8, 4 through 8?
Acts 8, 4 through 8 reads as this. Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went. Philip went down to a city in Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah there. When the crowds heard Philip and saw the signs he performed, they all paid close attention to what he said. For with shrieks, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. So there was a great joy in that city.
Okay, he proclaimed the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's about Jesus Christ. Amen. If I go into a third world country as an evangelist, if you would, and I'm preaching, if you sow into my ministry, you'll be blessed. That's not evangelism.
Uh-huh.
Here in this country, amen, we have people with the titles of evangelists, amen, and they're going from church to church, local assemblies, amen, and they're preaching, talking about having a revival to revive the church. That's not evangelism.
Amen.
Amen. Evangelism is for conversions of souls, amen, to the body of Christ. Amen. And we have to be filled with the Spirit of God, and we have to be led with the Spirit of God, amen, to do the work for God. Amen. To be an evangelist, to do evangelism, amen, we have to recognize that man is in a sinful state. It makes evangelism necessary. We cannot look at our buddies, our brothers or our sisters, amen, that's doing a little here thing and a little this, that, there, and a little this, a little that, amen. And we don't speak up even to them, amen. Present the word of God because it's somebody I grew up with, because it's a relative, an aunt, an uncle, amen. If we are believers, I believe each and every one of us are evangelists. I believe we're all called into the body of Christ to share the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody have any questions? Does anybody disagree with anything so far? Okay. Yep. So the simple state of man makes evangelism necessary. We can go on to a whole lot of scriptures and different things. I'm trying to condense it. Go to Romans 10 and 4. Please, sir.
Amen. When you have it, say amen.
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 In verse 4, and it says as such, for Christ is the end of the law, for righteousness to everyone who believes. Amen?
Amen. The only way we can attain righteousness is through Jesus Christ. Amen. We understand about the Jews and the law. Amen. We understand that Jesus Christ came, and amen, and he fulfilled the law. And we understand now we're under dispensations. Anyone that doesn't understand what a dispensation is, it's just a period of time where God reveals himself to man. And we're now under the dispensation of grace. Is that correct?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And under the dispensation of grace, amen, it's not that we go around sinning. It's not that we're going to tell people they're going to a devil's hell. But we're here as evangelists, as children of God, called by God to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ is that Jesus paid the penalty for sin. And if we accept him as our Lord and Savior, as evangelists, we're proclaiming, amen, that we'll be free from sin through Jesus Christ, not of any power of ourselves. Is that correct? Amen?
Amen.
Anybody has any questions on that or any intake on that or any input on that? This is I asked for an interactive class here now. Come on, work with me, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, beloved, I really liked when the bishop spoke and he said he defined evangelism not to be going from church to church asking for seed. He defined evangelism to be a message, amen, that we have been given and commissioned to speak by way of Jesus Christ, amen, and that we are empowered to do it by way of his Spirit. So in order to speak this spiritual message, that you need the Holy Ghost, amen. So I believe that corrects a lot of error that is going on amongst the body of Christ. I believe that we are out there on thin ice, and we need to get back on firm ground when it comes down to biblical methods and technologies pertaining to evangelism. We need to stick with what it is that has been revealed by way of the Holy Spirit through the holy men of old that he caused to write. Amen? So,
Amen.
Bishop, I am in agreement with that. That was good. That blessed my soul.
Amen. God's, the word of God said God doesn't change. Amen. And it's we who change. We our church evolving into something. As the morality of the world declines, the body of Christ, our morality declines parallel to it. So we start watering down the word of God. We start watering down, amen, what God commissioned us to do. Amen. We start saying we have to do this. We have to do that. We have to become creative to draw souls to the throne of grace. Again, that's not so. God, amen, in the book of Acts, and Acts is good because academically it gives us the beginning of the Christian church. God told the disciples to go everywhere and preach the gospel. Amen. We can see that in Matthew 28:18-20, if someone be so kind as to get that for me. Matthew 28:18-20. God said to go out into the world, not to local assemblies, not to modern day houses of worship, amen, to evangelize. Now, however, do not misunderstand me. I believe in the house of God, we always should be conscious of a soul walking through the door. We should always be conscious of a soul walking into a local assembly. However, that's the place for the pastors to teach and to feed the sheep. Amen? But we never lose sight that a soul might walk in. Did anybody get Matthew 28:18-20?
Amen.
Amen. Someone, please.
And it reads as such. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. As evangelists, we have to learn the word of God, not to debate it, not to be argumentative about it, not to shove it down anybody's throat. Amen. Because once we're filled with the Spirit of God, we'll be led by the Spirit of God to witness. Amen. Some people say memorize, but people have memorized and don't have it put in its proper context. Because they're not filled with the Spirit of God. Amen? So it's important to be filled with the Spirit of God to even evangelize, to be an evangelist. Amen? To undertake a divine undertaking such as this, amen, we have to recognize that it's not a human process. The Bible shares with us that God said, if I, meaning God, be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So present-day evangelism has evolved into a circus, if you would. Please forgive me. It's evolved into performing for people. We've lost sight of the basics. Being filled with the Spirit of God, speaking about Jesus Christ, sharing Jesus Christ, sharing his love, sharing his changing powers, his delivering powers, his healing powers, instilling in someone hope. No, you're not going into a devil hell if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We don't have to throw them and bump the Bible over their head. So as an evangelist, we have to be filled with the Spirit of God. We have to labor before God. We have to learn the word of God so God can pull it back out of us. Amen. And we can present it to a lost soul. Now, the type of messages that we decide or we ask God to give us, we should be conscious of the type of messages we ask God. We should be conscious that God moved differently in different arenas. Under evangelism, which is soul winning, if you would, you have street ministry, you have hospital ministry, you have prison ministry, you have different type of moves of God, if you would. If you're filled with the Spirit of God, if I'm filled with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is moving such as you would if I'm in a nursing home, I'm not going to hoop and holler so hard that someone with a heart attack might get nervous and inspire on me. Now, we know being under the anointing, God will keep everything good and right. But we have to flow under the anointing. And the only way we can flow under the anointing of God is to be what? Filled with the Spirit of God. Not self-anointed, not self-motivated, not being self-led to impress. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Amen. We have to be conscious to glorify God as evangelists. Once again, I believe every born-again believer, born of the Spirit of God, is called to evangelize. If you simply say Jesus Christ is God, you're proclaiming the good news.
Amen.
Amen. Some people declares evangelism began in the Garden of Eden. Amen. You have evangelism throughout the Bible in various ways, and you have what you call proselytes. Amen. Due to those things, but we're talking about present day evangelism. We tend to forget certain facts that we should observe. Amen. I believe every one of us have a function, have an important function to perform, and that's biblically. Amen. I also believe that every believer has a spiritual gift or capacity for that work of evangelism. We're going to go to two scriptures, 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. Anyone have that for me?
1 Corinthians 12.
12 and 13?
Okay, I have that one. Amen.
Amen. Let's hear that.
And it reads as such, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 through 13. For as the body is one, and as many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews, whether we be Gentiles, whether we be bond, or whether we be free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Amen.
Amen. So we all have a function. We're all part of this body of believers. We all have a function, and it's an important function. We tend to criticize one another. Evangelists, present-day evangelists, is talking about a hoop and a holler is downing a teacher. Beloved, we have to learn to stop downing one another as we evangelize. The world is watching our walk. They're watching how we talk, how we speak of one another. Amen. To evangelize, amen. If you could teach, and I don't have the anointing to teach, we're all necessary. And vice versa. I remember earlier in my walk, my wife shared with me about a gentleman that was hooping and hollering now, but he had no substance. He had no message. All he kept doing was celebrating, as we call it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And at the end of this, he didn't say anything about anything. He glorified God. He worshiped God, but he didn't give any message. So even a hooper holler has to have substance in his message. Even a teacher has to have some type of information in their message. How can we get this information? Through the Holy Ghost. I could come up with a whole lot of things. and I'm going to share this with you. I have my basic notes, and I was hoping for interactive class so we could just allow the Spirit of God to lead us.
Amen.
This is stuff that every one of us should have into us and should have already have experienced some type of knowledge if we're filled with the Spirit of God. Is anyone disagreement with that?
Not at all.
All right, so we all have an important function to perform for Christ as called into the body of Christ. Amen. So Apostle and Bishop Hurst have their place. Bishop Dunkley, Venice Duncan, brother, sister, amen. In the Lord, we all have our place. Amen. And we learn the work of the Spirit of God. We'll be on one accord. The scripture that was read, there was on the day of Pentecost, they were in one place. They were all on one accord, correct?
Amen.
Was it that the scripture read?
Amen.
Amen. The second chapter of Acts. So if we're filled with the Spirit of God and we allow God to direct us, and I've heard the expression, stay in our lane and things of that nature. If we allow God to lead and guide each and every one of us as we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, it will be effective. It will draw people to the throne of grace. Amen. I mean, there's nothing wrong with music. Music is biblical. Amen. But I've seen something on one of these Facebook apps or whatever somebody sent me. Somebody was roller skating in the pulpit. Now, I'm considered old school. I mean, I like to see innovation. I like to be creative. I think we should be. But however, I believe even in being creative and reaching the lost, we say at any cost, we still need to labor before God and let God lead us. Because everything we do is not of God.
Amen.
Now, I'm not speaking about any individual. I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole. We are a body of one believers. And we have to recognize and realize that everything we're doing is not of God. It's not God. Because we cannot save anybody. God is the one that do the drawing to the throne of grace.
Once again,
if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. So we lift up the name of Jesus. We proclaim the gospel, being filled with the precious Spirit of God. Okay, so what was the other one? 1 Corinthians 12:8-11. Spiritual gifts, capacity for the work.
1 Corinthians 12:8-11, it reads as thus. To one there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom, to another a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one just as he determines.
Okay. So it's necessary for some type of gift to be in operation for us to do the work of the Lord as God sees fit. Amen. I remember when I was young in the gospel, amen, people were sharing with me about outreach, speaking in other tongues when we go in places. And I'm going to bring this up because when I was not saved, I was in a parking lot. And this guy started speaking. It was at night. This guy started speaking in tongues, and I started backing up. I just said, I don't know what's going on in this lot because I was ignorant. I was ignorant. I didn't know what was going on. So we tend to start speaking in tongues, and we have to be careful these things. We just started getting into habits of throwing out a little tongue here and there. I do not believe that's being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Smacking, laying hands on people everywhere we go. We're evangelizing. We're not talking ministers to people that are saved.
Amen.
All right? People do not understand. This is why we have to be led by the Spirit of God. It's very important. I remember that night. I remember that night so vividly. And I started attributing it to witchcraft because I didn't know better. So we have to be careful with the things we do. But we have gifts that are given to each and every one of us. And we have to be filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. So these are important facts and information, because there's many in the body of Christ, many believers no longer are filled with the Spirit of God. Many teach that the initial evidence, and they didn't say the only evidence, the initial evidence is speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Now you have gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, that should be exhibited in every Christian walk. How can I evangelize? Amen. And I'm talking about Brother Glenn, coming from a violent background. That old nature challenge doesn't want to creep up. And people are watching me. If I'm speaking about Jesus Christ and I'm getting all violent, amen, I'm not allowing the Holy Ghost to have free course in my walk, in my life. If I don't allow the gift that God gives me to manifest, am I truly evangelizing?
Jesus. Amen.
We claim titles, we claim works. What are we really called?
Amen.
We might have a desire to evangelize, and we're not called to evangelize. In the sense of going to place.
Good.
Question. Again, if we go to a poor third world country, and I take a message, anybody's hungry, and I'm talking again about sowing into my ministry. Is this evangelizing?
Not at all.
Is this being led by the Spirit of God?
Not at all.
If we labor before God, God will allow us to learn the needs of where we go. Would anybody agree with that?
Absolutely.
Okay? There are times that we talk about a right now message, a powerful message that meets the needs of the people. I'm not talking about somebody that speaks well, is a good orator, or somebody that labored, they turned their plate down. They sought God. And they went someplace they didn't know a soul, a person, out on the street, out in the park, and delivered the word. And souls came to the throne of grace. It's not the individual, it's the power of God. Would y'all agree with that? Well, present-day evangelism, people are talking about, again, what they did, what they do. So what are the qualifications of an evangelist then? Anybody?
Question.
What are the qualifications? Anybody? Come on, y'all been studying.
Filled with the Holy, to be filled with the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You said, what is the qualification of evangelist?
Evangelist, mm-hmm.
Okay, ones that go after winning souls, one goes preaching the word of God.
Amen.
That is sent.
Got to be sent, amen. That's
sent.
A very, very...
Mm-hmm.
So to be sent, we have to have a clear, first of all, and I would say vivid, conception of the gospel of Christ. We have to understand the overall gospel. I don't mean piecemealing it or taking a bit out and applying it here. We have to have the knowledge of the overall concept. I'm solid in my foundational truths. I can speak to anybody, whatever their knowledge in the Word of God, because I'm not afraid of where I stand right now. I don't know as much as some. I might know a little bit more than others. But I have a very clear and vivid concept of the gospel of Christ, what it entails. So whoever I speak to, I'm comfortable. They can't sway that. I don't have to try to shove it down their throat. And if it's another brother or sister in Christ, I don't have to become argumentative. Because I'm filled with the Spirit of God, I'll reason with you. And that's for us. That's not for the non-believer. When the Bible talks, let us reason together. Amen. That's for us, the saints of God, to reason together. Amen. So, qualifications. The concept of the gospel of Christ, being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. We have to also recognize and realize the true holiness of God. Amen. That's why I mentioned about roller skating in the pulpit. In this present day 21st century church,
disrespectful.
Honoring the pulpit has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Reverencing the pulpit, which is representative, has gone.
Mm-mm-mm.
We all know we're entertaining in the houses of God these days. Okay?
Stay on it.
When we go forth into the streets, into the prison ministries, into the nursing homes, into the hospitals, amen, we have to be careful not to take those things with us. We have to present that God is holy. God is a holy God. And if y'all really think about it, no, God doesn't accept any old kind of worship.
Amen.
And that's biblical. But the 21st century church would like us to believe, and when I say the churches, and it's not everyone. I'm just lumping it in for the last
Amen.
Day.
Amen.
And it would have us to believe that we could evangelize, and I'm sorry, I got to bring this up. Yes, there are dress codes.
Amen.
The place where we're going. I don't recommend wearing a suit and tie and you on the street corner evangelizing. I don't recommend that. Be comfortable. And because I'm a man, of course, women, I'm not talking about the controversy about wearing pants or not. I'm talking about having them poked up into your personal area. And I've seen this on the street. And I'm saying, but God is holy.
Amen, amen.
I'm going to come looking at you. And
amen.
I don't say, you know, anything goes to join them, no. God does the join. And it's the same thing for us, man. I like to wear my shirt open when I'm working. But when I'm doing God work, people say, well, do you do God work like that? No, I don't. However, it made me think about I still represent God. Now,
amen.
I don't be unseemly. Don't get me wrong. I don't be unseemly. You know, I work in the sun all day, and as no excuse, it's just a fact, though, you know. So anyway, yes, we have to realize that God is holy God, and in evangelizing, we have to present that truth. If we do not, as evangelists, as born-again believers, if we do not believe that in our spirit, the enemy got us defeated.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is tricking and trapping us off as we do the work for God, because too many of us we're using, now I'm not talking about technology, we're using Satan tools. I'm not talking about technology. Technology is a good tool. We're looking where we're doing now. We're using technology to have a lesson. So
amen.
Technology can be good. However, we have to be careful of that line when we're using Satan tools. Modern-day church, they would say I'm criticizing and judging people. The Word of God would do that. I can make an observation that, no, I don't have to boogaloo to join you.
Amen.
No, I don't have to go into a shooting gallery being an ex-dope fiend unless God send me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We say, oh, I'm going to go in there. No, if God did not send you, I don't care how anointed we are, I don't care how much knowledge, how sure we are. If God do not send us, we don't go.
Amen.
So, being filled with the Spirit of God, being led by the Spirit of God, understanding the Word of God overall, amen, recognizing, realizing that God is a holy God. Amen. We must understand the sinful state of man, of our being. We have to understand about the cross, the work of the cross. Amen. We have to have that deep love for lost souls.
Amen.
You know, too many people these days, when you talk about love, they just understand the word love. Amen. And we all know here that we're talking about that godly love.
Unconditional.
Amen. Unconditional. Amen. As evangelists, as born-again believers, like again I state, I believe every one of us is called to evangelize in some type of manner. God gave us all gifts, and it's all for His glory. Now, you on the street, somebody come up to you stinking, peed on, feces,
yes, Lord.
Puke all over them, and they crying. And you start telling them about the love of God. You start telling them about the changing powers of God. Amen. You tell them God could fix your situation. Amen. God could deliver you. We start giving them scriptures and breaking it down and the understanding to them. And then you stand there 30 minutes witnessing and talking about God, evangelizing, and that person go to hug you, could you?
Well, you know, Bishop, I'm going to share this because you brought that up. My conversion and my walk when God set me apart, I said when He set me apart, when I came to know Him as Jacob know Him, when He revealed Himself to me, amen. And I'm not talking about through my mother's salvation. You know, God will begin to talk with you and walk with you,
amen,
at a time in your life. And I was in California. It was my daughter's, she was in law school there. And the homeless has always been important to me, even in my youth, where, you know, God would have me to feed the homeless from time to time. But I was saying to my daughter, I said, what is it? The homeless just seem to be picking me out. Is there nobody else here? So I would give a little $10, a little $5, and I would give a scripture. So this one man, I gave him money, but when I gave him the scripture, he hugged me, and I pulled back. And when I pulled back, the Holy Spirit immediately checked me. He said, he stink on the outside, but you stink on the inside. Amen. So God was really dealing with me. Amen. And so when I went up, we was going to eat, and I couldn't wash my hands because I was convicted. I couldn't do nothing, you know. And he even showed me my conversion. I was coming from worship from 116th Street, and I normally get gas on 2nd Avenue, go back across the bridge, and I met a man there, and he was homeless. His name, Jesus, why I can't think of his name. I call his name Bishop. What is his name? Stephen. Amen. His name is Stephen. And but when I met Stephen, I didn't know him, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, he knows your father. So when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, I said, do you know my father? And he looking at me like I'm crazy, like I'm out here homeless. I'm out here in my homeless garbage. She talking out of the air. This woman don't even know me. You know, so he when I mentioned my father's name, he knew him and started naming his friends. And you know, I spoke to that man, ministered to that man, took him money on Father's Day because my father had deceased. And God had showed me Stephen. I went there on Father's Day to give him an offering, to give him something. And he wasn't there, so I said, Lord, just let him come. He came in riding on a 10-speed bike, hands up, free, all cleaned up, hair blown out, just a total different man. Amen. So to myself, I'm saying to myself, this is what I'm saying in my carnal mind. Wow, yeah. What a few dollars and a kind word to do for somebody. I'm thinking I did something. Amen. So,
amen.
he asked me for the pamphlet, and I said, what pamphlet? Because I hadn't given him a pamphlet. So I gave him a whole book that I had on salvation. It broke down everything from the word all the way through repentance and the Godhead, and I just wrote my number on it. And when I went back home and the next day I was in worship, God showed me Stephen. When I met Stephen, Stephen had on his homeless clothes, layers of dirt on his hands. His hair was matted. He was despondent. And God showed me him, but then he showed me him side by side and his riding on a 10-speed bike, hands up free. Amen, all cleaned up. And so God said to me in my worship, he said, do you see Stephen there in his homeless garb? I said, yes. He said, that was you. He said, you see Stephen free? I said, yes. He said, that's what I did for you. And so God had to show me what he did for me, because I never took a drink, never did drugs. If God don't show you what he did for you, you can never be grateful. Amen? So he had to show me that I was sick on the inside. And that he had to clean me up from the inside out. So I'm grateful, because I knew the state of season.
Jesus.
And some of us today, we think we have it all together. But God will tell you who you are. Amen. So the work that I set for God to affect, I don't care if you're rich with a white picket fence and socially you're doing well. I understand that even those that are socially doing well are in need of Christ. Amen. Because sin is a stench to his nostrils. Amen.
Amen.
So God let me to know that he was wearing his stench on his sleeve, but mine was in his heart, was in my heart. Amen. And it all stinks to God. It all stinks to God. Amen.
Amen.
So I wanted to share that, because the man of God said, would you be able to do it? Amen. And for the most part, a lot of us can't do it. Our first response to it is no. You know, we can't do it. But the other day, Bishop and I picked up a homeless woman because she wanted to get to the food line, and we put her in a car. Amen. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I didn't spray my car with Lysol, because there's bed bugs and everything out there. Amen. But I did. I had to let her in. I had to let her in, because who am I? She's according to the woman of God, she's a child of God. Amen. So how do we just walk by when all she's trying to do is get to the supermarket? Amen. You can't just keep going. So, you know, I just thank God for the opportunity. And she didn't smell nice either. You know, and like I like to say, that I like the finer things in life. I like to drive nice cars. Amen. But the car can't be more better than the soul. Do we get that? We cannot hold the material things at high esteem and don't hold the soul, because the soul is the meat. Amen? So beloved, what the bishop is teaching on tonight, we have to transform. We have to shift. Amen?
Hallelujah.
We have taken this thing too far. We have taken this thing too far. When I say too far, we are so far away from biblical principles and precepts. Amen? We have to come back where the ground is firm. Do our first works over when it comes to being able to understand, amen, the gospel message, a clear, vivid conception, amen, that when you go out there that you can't be persuaded, amen, that you are fine, amen. That's why when the disciples went out, Jesus asked them when they came back, who do they say I am, and who do you say I am? Because if they can tell Jesus who they said that he was, they was holding conversation. They was talking too. Amen. But now Jesus wants to know from them going out, have you transformed to the things of the world? Huh?
Jesus.
Have you conformed to these things? Huh? So only Peter could say that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Only Peter stood up and spoke by revelation, by way of the Spirit of God that rested upon him. Amen. How many of us are speaking that way? And this is what the bishop is saying. What the bishop is saying is that if we're out there evangelizing, that the Holy Spirit will lead you.
Amen.
You know, sometimes I'm a loud speaker. Sometimes I'm loud, and sometimes I could be harsh, but not harsh in a way that is not love. Bishop and I came down to Hereford, and we were speaking into the lives of some Caucasians. Amen. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit was so sweet. I said, is that me? I was tarrying with her to get the Holy Spirit, a Moroccan woman, and the Holy Spirit was just so sweet. bah, 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 bah. And I, for me, I never heard the Holy Spirit so sweet through me like that. And I said, is that me? But what I realized is the Holy Spirit knows what the people need. And he's not going to be boisterous where the people is afraid of you being boisterous and being black. Amen. You can't call boisterous and black.
However, you can't do that.
I'm sorry, Bishop. I released the line to you.
I wanted to ask. That's what I like. Because when I teach, I always say this, and especially in a classroom setting. If I ask a question and one student give a reply, and I ask another student and they say, well, that was my answer also. I said, well, go ahead and say it, because you might say it differently where it might turn the light bulb on in other people. Because sometimes we all be saying the same thing, well, because we explain it differently, it'll help someone else. Amen?
But then,
Amen. So having said that, I was in that position where the person hugged me. To show you how good God is, I was still in New York. I was downtown. Amen. And near Little Italy. And it, what's that mission down there? New York Mission? Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I went to the mission after I was coming back from the mission, going to work. And I smelled all this guy all in me. And when I got to the job, nobody seemed to smell anything. When I took the students to the cleaners, though, the guy smelled everything. So God is still doing what he has to do. So in saying all that, to be soul winners, to be evangelists, amen, being led by the Spirit of God, we learn to deal with those who have little or no concern for their own soul, for their own salvation. Amen. Proverbs 11:30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life.
Mm.
And he that winneth souls is wise.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have never taken that scripture to be understood to be wise in ourselves, to be wise in our own way. I've always taken it to be wise in the word of God. Because I always truly believe we have to be led by the Spirit of God. Would anyone agree with that?
Amen. Amen.
We have to be wise. Some people would think that now that's where I come in talking about 21st century messiah. Okay? Too much of our 21st century messiology is being wise in self, is being creative in self, is being competitive against what someone else did or taking what someone else did and well, we're going to go a little bit better than that, you know, because we're going to say, look what I have done.
Mm.
I can't emphasize enough being led by the Holy Ghost. I can't emphasize it enough because it's God who draws the souls to the throne of grace. He don't need any of us. Why do you believe God?
That's right.
Amen.
There's so many of us. Why? Because somebody's going to appeal to how God used us as individuals. I might say Jesus, and somebody else might say Jesus with an accent. Somebody else might sing it, Jesus, and somebody's going to appeal to that individual because God is drawing them through us being filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. Going about the place, not reviving churches again, but preaching the gospel, the good news for the conversion of souls. Amen. Some of us may be center farm field. Some of us may be local. Some of us may only do prison ministry. Some of us may only go to street ministry. Some of us may do all of it. Amen. However, the move of God, being led by the Spirit of God, will move differently in each of those areas. Street ministry, let's say. You go through one of these tough neighborhoods without the Spirit of God, and you see how the devil beat up on us. Huh?
Yeah.
I've heard of stories being told. People, now I'm not saying we won't sometimes people won't hassle us or harass us. All right? That's the nature of the world. That's the nature of the enemy. However, coming from the streets, I definitely don't want to go into some of these neighborhoods without being filled with the Spirit of God and being led by the Spirit of
Amen.
God. How many
Amen.
People are made up for those type of ministries? We all got our area. Again, as people say, we all got our lane. We all got our purpose to fulfill. Amen?
Amen.
Let's say prison ministry. Let's just look at prison ministry. I think everything come under soul winning. If you would, evangelism being the main heading at soul winning. When we go into prisons and prison ministry, amen, we have to definitely be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We have to be sent by God, but we have to be called and sent by God, I should say, in any area. Now, a person who has a desire to go to the prison ministry, and we're just using that, but allow that to be any area of evangelism. You definitely don't want to go into prison ministry without being called by God to go in there.
Amen.
And believe it or not, I've heard people say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do.
My God.
Is anybody there in the agreement with that the Bible says we still basically have to obey the laws of the land?
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody's agreement, right?
Amen.
Well, I'm going to use prison ministry. When you go into the system, the prison has rules and regulations. Amen. We cannot say, I'm coming in here doing God's work and I'm going to do what I want to do. We have to learn to be led by the Spirit of God, and we'll be taught these things, to do things in decency and in order. For instance, if we're in a woman's prison, I suggest all the sisters sit up front.
Amen.
And this is just learning through experience, the move of God showing. I'm still a man. The women open up their legs, and I'm using this as an example because I am a man. If women open up their legs, here I am fighting to keep my mind and focus where it should be.
Amen.
That's the enemy. I shouldn't have that fight. I got all these sisters sitting here. Come on, sisters. Y'all sit up front here. Y'all deal face-to-face with these women. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
We learn through experience. We learn through not saying, oh, I'm coming and doing God thing. I will. I'm going to do whatever I want. We have to follow prison rules. Amen. You might go in and they might search your clothes, search your equipment, da, da, da. They might delay you intentionally. And then when you get in to see the inmates, you got 5 minutes to give a message. What type of message would you think if God would give you? Anybody, help me out here.
Jesus loves you.
Who said that?
Minister Ardeen.
God bless you. Amen. Simplify. What is the message of evangelism?
Message of repentance.
Repentance.
That burning and resurrection.
Then deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
Here,
mm-hmm.
We get so deep, I always often say, we get so deep, we're taking one another out to drown. Now, I have no problem running back to research something somebody gave me or somebody spoke on or somebody said that was past my understanding. But I'm going to go research it. Everybody's not there at that place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going into prison ministry. We're going into hospitals. We're going on the foreign fields. And we come in with all these deep messages. But what did we say going back to Acts 1? Jesus said,
eight. 1 and 8.
After the Holy Ghost, we shall have power.
And do what? You shall be witnesses.
Witnesses.
Unto who? Jesus. Amen. Amen. Unto Jesus.
Jesus.
We get so deep, brothers and sisters.
Unto
Amen. We study. We put our work in the study. We do our little research. We look at the original words and the context it was coming from. Amen. And that's all good and well, and that's edifying because it puts us on solid foundation. It helps us get more understanding into the Word of God. But if we're not praying and fasting and seeking God's faith, that's for naught. If we're not filled with the Holy Ghost, the devil know the Word.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we out there soul winning, amen, we're going to come against people that are very knowledgeable in the Word, except not born-again believers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes,
and they're going to try to trip us up and trap us up because we're starting to get all deep. I have no shame in saying I don't know right now. I don't know that. I have to get back to you.
Amen.
The Bible, we talk about how being able to give a word to somebody. The Bible talks about having an answer to someone or a man. And we take that out of context. I also believe because if I tell you I don't know or I don't understand, that's an honest answer. It is an answer.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't tell me I have to start babbling and on something I'm not at that level or I have no knowledge.
Amen.
Of.
That is so true.
We start saying things one to another in this body of Christ, even in the outreach of being soul conscious, we start getting cliches and we start picking these things up. When I was out in the world, I'd be an ex-addict going into the rooms. I would go in there trying to get myself together, not because I would want to stop using drugs, but because I couldn't handle it financially anymore. So what did I do? I learned the language.
Amen.
I say the language. I would talk the language.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up what other people were saying, and I start repeating it. This is what we're becoming in the body of Christ today. Minute.
Yeah.
Which is not a spirit of God.
Amen. That's all flesh.
It's all flesh. So if you honestly don't know something like Brother Glenn, I don't know it. We continue learn. We continue learn. We learn in part, the Bible says.
Amen.
Amen. But we got to be filled with the Spirit of God. I'll keep emphasizing these things because we've lost these basics. We got to turn down our plates. We have to fast. We have to have that quiet time with God. Sometimes I lose sight myself, and that's why I'm speaking from this type of manner because I look at myself and I see how sometimes I forget my basics. When early in my marriage and our children little, I'd go down and go
Hello?
In my car and get some quiet. So I could
Hello?
Spend some quiet time with the Lord.
Hello?
Go ahead, sorry.
I'm still on.
I'm muted. Oh,
sorry about that, man. The guard trying to mute the noise in the background that's coming up, and sometimes you just hit the wrong thing. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Even in evangelizing, amen. Sometimes people only think of the farm field for schools and hospitals, supplies and medicines and things of that nature. But it's worldwide. It's also in our backyards, if you would. Amen. Evangelists sometimes saying, I'm going to the foreign field, and there's nothing wrong with that. But these same things is in our backyards, but we don't have anybody wanting to do it in our own backyard because we want the prestige of being an international evangelist.
That's help
Again,
us, Lord.
Entitled, but not indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Again, too often titles are bestowed upon individuals because their friends, the pastors want members. Amen. I had a gentleman left me because I would not ordain him. I said, you have to spend some time with me, and we learn together, and I have to see your walk just like anybody else, you know. And he got a little upset with me. Amen.
Amen.
But he didn't have a love of God as I believe we all should have. Those of us with titles, even more so, we're held more accountable, I believe. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so a deep love for the lost. Amen. And it should go really surpass our human love. Amen. I also believe as soul winners, as the evangelists, amen, we should have a capacity to be leaders. Amen. We not only a capacity to be leaders, but we also have to have that capacity to be followers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has a designated head for any team or outreach, if you would. And it may not necessarily be the pastor, the bishop, the apostle. It might not even be elder or minister. It might just be brother or sister. Amen. But they're the designated head. Amen. I've been on teams where there was a designated head that was a brother or sister, no title. Amen. And I submitted to their leadership.
Amen.
Man.
They were the heads at that particular point in time. Some of us that have titles were unable to do that. Amen. And I believe that we fall short in our work as evangelists. Amen. If we cannot also submit to leadership.
Amen.
So having the capacity to lead, we have to have that capacity to follow. Amen. When we're on the battlefield, amen, the enemy will try to trick us up and trap us off. We get big-chested and big-headed. If we think it's all about our titles or all about us, then we're sadly mistaken, because the emphasis is about Jesus Christ, his death,
amen,
his burial, his resurrection, the work of the cross. Amen.
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 Amen. The call has to be very clear, beloved. It's not, I really don't think it's something to desire just to puff up our chest. I believe we have to know that we're called into service to do this type of work. Again, I believe every born-again believer is called to say, Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ can save you. Jesus Christ changed me. I needed Jesus Christ in my life. I believe we're all called into that basis. But the basic work of an evangelist, a true evangelist, is not for everyone. The burden is not on everyone. We have to have a definite call by the Lord, just like in Isaiah, Jeremiah, Paul, amen, others. Amen. They were called by God. Clear, precise, amen. Paul cried out. He knew it was Jesus on that road to Damascus. Again, we, in this present day, 21st century body of believers, we've gotten away from the basics that we have to be called by God, an apostle, no reflection on you or anybody, but we have a lot of apostles that are not called by God. We have a lot of bishops that's not called by God.
Amen.
Amen. Elders, ministers, evangelists, amen, prophets, prophetesses that are not truly called by God.
Amen.
They take the school of prophets out of the Old Testament and take it out of context, like they were teaching each other to prophesy, and that was not the case. And I mean, again, the reason why I said basic evangelism is because, yes, we can get a whole lot deeper. We can start looking up words. We can start looking up a whole lot of scriptures. My emphasis is on the Holy Ghost, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. My emphasis is on being called by God to do the work, being led by God to do the work, seeking God's face for the message. We're hearing a whole lot of prosperity messages, and that's nothing wrong with that. I personally believe if it's taught in the proper context.
Amen.
However, I believe to evangelize, every evangelist I'm hearing coming, they're talking about sowing a seed into their ministry. They're talking about preaching us happy, and there's times I don't even hear Jesus Christ mentioned. There's times I don't even hear anything about salvation.
Evangelist Janine.
Anything about being delivered, or anything about being healed, or anything about trusting and having trust and faith in God. We're getting so deep in our outreaches.
Wow.
Now I've done outreach where I've had a little mime, and for me, that was stretching it, you know. But that's me. I don't believe I need a whole lot of fringe things for God to do his work. Our job is to do what, y'all?
Reach the gospel.
That's the question. Preach the gospel. Who's that, Bishop?
Amen.
Bishop, preach the gospel. Please help us. What's the gospel, sir?
The good news.
Amen. And the good news is?
And you said it, keep it as simple as if you just say Jesus Christ is Lord, we are evangelizing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
But, beloved, the fullness of the good news is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because in order for there to be any remission of the skins, there had to be a shedding of the blood and a tearing of the skin. Somebody had to die as our kinsman redeemer. And we speak about the death, the burying, because of, you know, that's all old things being passed away and all things becoming new, the old man dying.
Yeah.
And that resurrection is that birth, that born-again birth into that Holy Ghost and fire baptism into new life that we live in Christ. Amen. So there are key components in delivering the gospel message. There is a message, amen, and that it can be understood. The word of God says that if they believe, you know, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but shall receive everlasting life. But and then Romans 10:9-11 says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he resurrected, amen, that you shall be saved. So we should all have scripture based and like the man of God said, a clarity in message and understanding what message it is that we are bringing forth, going out there to evangelize unto conversion. Amen. Not just being a witness, but a witness unto conversion. You know, when they did these things, when Philip went out, Samaria got saved in Samaria. And then the apostles came in and laid hands for them to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But they was already saved. God worked miracles and wonders through that one man. He preached until the witch got saved. So, beloved, when you come across the witch, there's even salvation for the witch. What do you do with the witch? You give the witch the gospel. Amen? You give the gift. Because even did God give Jezebel time to repent? She just refused. Amen? So there's salvation for the witch. There's salvation for the warlock. But like the man of God said, you must be led by God. Don't find yourself in places where God didn't send you. Amen. You must be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Bishop, I release the line back to you.
Well, a simple scripture is Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So even in that scripture, follow him, and he'll make us fishers of men. Again, we have to. There's no doubt in my mind that if each one teach one mentality, if we all start saying, let's get back to the basic outreach, let's start saying we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. If we all just keep saying that and just keep speaking it one to another, as we say, speak those things that be not as though they were. Amen. I believe as a body of believers, we will get back. I believe we can get back.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Again, but I had this down. I'm not sure. Matthew 4:19. A lot of times people will tell you, I know, oh, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Okay, that's what it is. A lot of times the unsaved, amen, I don't know if y'all experienced this, they will tell us they know they need salvation at times. Not everyone, but many, many, many have heard the gospel. The gospel is going forth, amen. I believe we have to start setting a new example than these gospel artists, amen, because it's all about the money. They're trying to reach a wide range of people. They're not trying to glorify God in its essence. Their motive is not to glorify God. It's just a tool, a means to end, to line their pockets. If we stop emulating the world as outreach, if we just go to the basic simples, God said follow him. Let God lead us. God will reap the benefits. We'll sow into good ground. Amen.
My God. My God.
And yes, there are times, if we be honest, there are times I might say something and it might lead somebody to the throne of grace. I also know, yeah, there's times people watch each and every one of our walks. If Brother Glenn fall, how many people might fall behind that?
How many
people might reject the throne of grace behind that?
My God.
Now you're talking.
Evangelist Duncan said, people always watching our walk.
My God.
We see them and when we don't. We never know. But we know God see all things. So we have to be so conscious in every moment of our lives, on the jobs. In private, if you would, semi-private, our children, our grandchildren, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts. Amen. If we act one way in the house of God, in our local assemblies, and then we act another way, totally different, in the privacies of our homes, my children could say, I might get upset. Like you, apostles, I might get upset. I might talk hard, but they can never say they heard me cursing. They never say
That's
me
right.
drinking anything, smoking anything. They ain't see no liquor bottles or beer bottles laying around accidentally.
Amen.
So they could always, they see me study. And then again, they see me get slack too with my study. So to keep it real, you know,
Amen.
It's not about being phony. Amen. But evangelism, one who proclaims good tidings, is a more literal understanding of it. Academically, as an evangelist, is one who goes about from place to place preaching the gospel for the conversions of souls, which is biblical. We need to understand the sinful state of man. We need to understand the power of the cross. We need to understand the overall works of the gospel. Amen. So that God could pull it out of us. And if we don't study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen need it not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing. How can we rightly divide? How can we rightly divide without being filled with the Spirit of God?
Mm-hmm.
We cannot. Because we'll be carnal minded. And that's how we'll look at the word of God carnally instead of spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
To start receiving some of the deeper truths, the deeper meanings. I believe that we have levels of understanding. There's levels in the word. I believe there's sub-levels, and those sub-levels have levels.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And God,
Amen.
The Spirit of God will take us there. We can read a scripture. We can get that surface understanding. That's about Kahneman, and I feel like I got very good reading comprehension until I tried reading the word of God.
My God.
The first time I tried to read the word of God, it was jumble mumble to me. I was in the prison system. But after I got saved, I was able to read a little bit, get some carnal understanding. But now, and I think we all have experienced this, you can go back to a scripture or even to a book, and all of a sudden, you got something a little deeper than what you previously had.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Enlightenment.
And still
the
going
Holy
to be the same thing.
The light bulb goes off.
Amen.
Well, Evangelist Duncan said go on. I said goes off, but okay. Technically, it goes on.
That's right.
Amen.
All right, so evangelism. We know to become an evangelist, a true evangelist, is not a human process, but it's a divine undertaking by God. Because
Amen.
We have to be called by God. Now, however, I do not believe God will force it. We have to accept it. I really truly don't believe God going to make us do something that's truly not in our heart to do, because he looks at the intent of the heart. I can say no, 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 but in my heart, I want to do this work for God. I could be afraid. I might not know the scriptures. God haven't given us a spirit of fear. I might not know those scriptures, but God will see my heart. So God is going to mold and make me, because now I'm doing those things that the word of God told me to do, to grow, that God might elevate me, to be accessible, that God could use me. Not to be afraid. We can't be afraid to do this work. We
Amen.
Can't be afraid of what people are saying about us if we stand on the word of God, if we do it according to the word of God. Oh, you old school. Oh, you ancient. Oh, you bound up. How could the word of God bound us? I know y'all might have heard these things. How could the word of God bind us up?
Mm-hmm.
It cannot.
Makes you free.
Set us free.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. However, mm-hmm. I've heard these reasonings behind me making a stance to be back to my basic evangelism, to go back to understanding the basic works of the cross, amen, and to start preaching again about salvation, about deliverance, about healing, amen, even preaching about the enemy.
Amen.
However, I have a question.
Yes.
Actually, I have more than one question. I just want some understanding. So we are only, I'm not sure if I'm using the right term, but basic or true evangelism is only if we're going out in the street and, you know, we're preaching or minister to someone the good news. And with me saying that, I just want to ask, because I know my God to be omnipresent. He's everywhere, all the time, everywhere. And even with, like, I'm not like a real big Facebook head, but I know when I'm on there, I'm not ashamed to say that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I love him. And he done brought me through some tough stuff, like for real, for real. And so I often, you know, how I'm led by the Lord, I'll send a message out. And I've really gotten people who've inboxed me, asked me for prayer, tell me certain things, you know, what they're going through. And, I mean, just really for prayer. And so with that, I just want some, I actually have tears. I can't help it. I like going to speak about them. But I want to understand that. Is it not evangelism if I'm not in the street meeting people? I mean, it's happened, but are we not evangelizing if, you know, we're using technology?
You might have missed when I said technology is a good tool and how we use it. You might have missed when I said that literally I believe
Amen.
Every born-again believer is called to evangelize. You might have missed when I said that even if you said Jesus is Lord, Jesus loves you, you're evangelizing. And if using Facebook, yes, Facebook could be a tool that is evangelizing in this modern age. Biblically, okay, I didn't say necessarily the street per se, because you could be, I said, not going to local assemblies. You can go to the nursing home. You can go to prison ministry. These are forms of evangelism. I use those. You might have missed when I said I'm just using those. I believe everything come under evangelism, soul winning. All right, so that was soul winning. You use a technology to proclaim the gospel. Technically, that is soul winning. Technically, Amen. That is evangelism. What we were doing here was going back to basic evangelism. You're in 21st century evangelism, as I had spoke earlier. And I said we have to be careful because we crossed the line. I gave an example of somebody roller skating in the pulpit. Are we clear on that?
I'm here.
Okay.
I understand.
So you still have to be wise. Okay, you still have to do the basics. You still have to be prayerful. You still have to be led to, by God what you say to the individuals. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And, yes, people will ask you for prayer. Yes, people ask for prayer. People be sarcastic and ask you for prayer. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
But you still be wise. He who withers souls is wise. And that,
Amen.
Again, is according to submitting to the Spirit of God. All right?
Gotcha.
Now, Paul, every child of God should be witnessing about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Every child of God.
Amen.
So technically, everything we do is evangelism as born-again believers. I don't believe that was just for the apostles. Amen. I believe that was for us to be. When he said go into all the world and preach the gospel, said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. He's the thing telling us, lift up the name of Jesus. So you chose Facebook as a technical means of doing so. So technically, you're still place to place. You're transmitting your voice to another place. Okay? All right? So technically, you went to another place. Am I correct? You used the communications to spread the gospel to another place. Is that correct, yes or no?
Yes.
Would you accept that? So yes. Yes. No, this is not for us to be afraid to use technology. My real emphasis is on 21st methodology. You can misuse technology. When we were children, I wasn't a Christian. People were talking about TV was the devil's tool. All right? People were talking about the telephone was the devil's tool. Just to give you an insight, the music, I'm not going to go into because I do not believe in certain things, like I said. However, I'm starting out with a compromised piece already, if you would. The music that I find acceptable today was not acceptable 50 years ago into the Christian body. Blues is not. Now we got a lot of music. Again, I stated, our decline, our moral decline, our strong belief, our strong faith system declines parallel to the decline of that of the world. We don't like to admit those things, but we are a compromised church. We are not the perfect bride that God intended for us to be. That's a simple fact. People will argue me down. People might not want to hear the truth. People can disagree. But if we really examine it, we're not the perfect bride that God intended for us to be. That has nothing to do with his forgiveness. That has nothing to do with his mercy and grace. It's just the reality of the modern-day church. When we study church, I'm going off on a tangent, excuse me. When we study church history, we can see how the church started declining way back down after Jesus went on to glory. When we start studying how Catholicism came into be, the worldwide church, how people started buying themselves into popeships to keep their little kingdoms because the church became so powerful, how it was no longer men and women called by God, but they bought their way in, corruption into. Just like the Jews, how we started incorporating things into the body of Christ. The Jews had got corrupt because God said, touch not the unclean thing, come out from among them, all these type of things. We started incorporating them, even in the Christian body. So, like I said again earlier, when I got an overview of the entire Word of God, I started recognizing these things. It doesn't take away from God's mercy. It doesn't take away anything from God. It's us.
Amen.
You might be at a place I'm not at. You might have a more in-depth understanding of the Word of God than I do. However, if we look at the truth and we stop covering them over, that's why, again, back to basic evangelism, we got away from certain truths, some biblical truths. Anybody disagree or anybody got any input on that? I said a whole mouthful going on a tangent.
Amen. You know, I'm really in agreement with the man of God spoke, and what he spoke was that we may use technology, but you cannot forget the basics of praying and fasting and allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you, that there are certain basics that even though the avenue in which you evangelize may change, the basics will never change. The basics will never change that you do need the power of the Holy Spirit and that the kingdom of God is not just word but power. Amen. So whether you are going the same way when we was in evangelism course on Friday, and we were speaking pertaining to signs and wonders following those of us that go out. Amen. And then God demonstrated his power when he opened up the ear of Mother Lucille Satchel, and she had been deaf in that ear since age 7. So you heard the word of God come forth, and then you saw the Holy Spirit demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. Amen. And man can't do that. Only the Holy Spirit can do that.
Man.
So what the bishop is pressing is that if the Spirit of God is not in operation in you, then there will be no demonstration of his power. Amen. You'll have words with no power. You'll be those that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. Amen. So we thank God for the message. And with the bishop, what I believe the bishop is saying is that don't forget the basics. The basics will never change. Your faith in Jesus Christ, amen, which gives the Holy Spirit latitude to work expressly through you. That's the finished work at the cross, amen. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire, and there's one baptism but many refillings, amen. So we want to be mindful, amen, that we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, that we're led by him. And how do we do that? Through prayer, through the word of God, letting him speak to us through the word, being able to rightly divide the word of the gospel, the word of truth, amen, and also having a clear, vivid conception of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You have to know that you know that you know that you know. Totally persuaded. Amen?
Amen.
Bishop, sorry, I released the line.
You summed it up. You summed it up.
Amen. Amen.
Again, we have to be careful as believers of the direction we take in. Amen. You talked about signs and wonders. Amen. And in the book of Acts, they prayed to God, you know, God, that, and I'm paraphrasing, let these people know we are disciples, you know, because let them see these signs and wonders that follow us. It was actually a prayer request from my understanding of looking at that scripture. And God honored it by allowing signs and wonders to follow them. And yes, we still see those things today. Yes, we do.
Amen.
And I know this for a fact. I've seen it. I've been able to be blessed to be a partaker of God, allowing me to pray. And I don't take those things lightly, and I don't think any of us should. And even in having said that, I want to wrap up by saying we do have an enemy that want to hinder the work of God, that want to make God out to be a liar. So we have to be conscious of what we say, because the devil will tell us to say, pray for them and tell them they healed in the name of Jesus. But if we don't know the voice of God and we go do that, we make God to be a liar.
My God.
But we're not being led by God, because people want to believe that the devil has no power or authority, which biblically, that's a lie. The Bible tells us he got power here, temporary power, some power. God got all power. So if the devil speaks to our spirits, telling us to do something out of the will of God, that's the importance of being filled with the Holy Ghost, that we might rightly divide, that we might know the voice of God, how God operates in us, within us, and through us. And we can't do that if we are carnal minded and doing carnal things. But again, there's nothing wrong with technology. There's nothing wrong with how we use the technology. God gave us knowledge. We got knowledge. Amen? And we still pray to God. Yes, Apostle, you summed it up. Amen? And I want to emphasize, remember, we do have an enemy that want to hinder our growth, want to hinder our outreach, want to stop us from being utilized by God to draw souls to his throne of grace. And there's a whole many, many more scriptures in the Word of God that we could do basic. I think as a whole, we need to get back to the basics as believers. Everything we're doing, and again, it might not be you, it might be someone you know, it might not be your ministry, but it's not to down any ministry or any individuals. It's to lift us up, to build each other up in God.
Amen.
Amen. We have to stop thinking we got to do everything. It's not about us. It's about God.
Amen. Amen.
And that's it for me.
Amen.
Thank you all for inviting me. Thank you all for listening. However, I was hoping for some interaction, so I thank the young lady for the questions. I thank you, Apostle, for interjection. Amen. I thank you for grabbing them scriptures and evangelists for grabbing them scriptures. Amen. See, now, just like this, I have to get used to this type of teaching. This is the first time I've did this. I'm used to a classroom where I can look at people's body language and their facial expressions, and you know, so this is something new and exciting to me. Thank you for inviting me.
Amen. Well, you know, we thank God for Bishop Glenn Duncan and the power of the word that have came forth through him. Amen. And how we, you know, the road just got narrow. Amen. We love the narrow road. You know, if you came in on a broad road, I know that the road just got narrow because the road just got narrower for me. Amen. So I thank God for the teaching pertaining to basic evangelism, that we keep the basics in, you know, that we're not just going out there half-cocked, that we are out there because we have prayed, we have been in the word, we have been led by God, we are in submission to leadership, amen, and in submission to the Holy Spirit and his leading. If he's forbidden us to do something, we don't want to do what we want to do and just go off and do it anyway, amen. And we want to be mindful that the wrong spirit can speak the right thing, amen, and cause for you, amen, and cause for you to be out there on a limb. So that means that you have to be a good discerner of spirits. The gift of discernment of spirits should be at work in you, and that's another gift of the Spirit. If you don't have the Spirit, you're not going to have that. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit working in you, helping you to discern who is speaking when they are speaking, whether it be Holy Spirit, human spirit, or demonic spirit. Amen. But beloved, we're not gonna reteach the word because the word has been taught well. Amen. And we thank God for the good teaching. Amen. I would like we are going to move to the portion of the service where you're able to share. Let the man, the woman of God, Evangelist Duncan, I greet you, amen, and God bless you, amen. And this is a different avenue, and sometimes when you step out into new places, it's not easy when you're not used to navigating there, amen. So we want to encourage you all to come back and be back with us and get used to using the conference line, because what I realized is that people come from all over, amen, and you get to proclaim the gospel. And for those of us that are really teaching it narrow, amen, we want them to get it narrow. We don't want those that are broad to take up all the technology and the people is like the blind leading the blind into a ditch. No, we want to possess the gateways of technology, amen, especially those of us that can bring it forth in this way. Amen. In the way of Christ, in the way, there is a way. There is a way, and that way is in Christ. Amen. Because there is also a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the end of that way is death. Amen. 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 So, beloved, before we move forth in that portion of the service, we would like to have the altar call. If there's one on the line today that have heard the message of the gospel, amen, in this teaching, and your heart is pricked, if you find yourself in backslidden condition, or if you find yourself straddling the fence, amen, because no decision for God is a decision of no, amen. God says to let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, because anything in between is evil. So you can't straddle the fence with this thing and think you are right because you didn't make a decision. We have to choose this day who we will serve. If it be God, let it be God. And if it be Bell, then let it be Bell. Amen. So we want to offer you Jesus Christ. We want to offer you eternal life. This is the love of God, that he came down and died our death and paid our sin debt, that we may have a right to the tree of life, that we may live life eternally with him and not separate from him in eternal damnation. So the message that you received on today, that this is the time to choose while you're living this life, because you're making decision on how you will live the next life. Amen? Amen. Amen. There is another death that we will die. There is another death. For those that reject this message, you will die that second death. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, we have to give it to you the way the word of God says, and we can't hold no punches. Amen? So we compel you to accept Christ on today. Will there be one on today? Will there be one? Will there be one? I just want to get it right. Maybe I wasn't quite living it the way I should. Will there be one? For those of you that will listen to this message, amen, that will listen to the recording of this message, we ask that you hold your peace, stop moving around. This is the proclamation for the sinner man, woman, boy, and girl to be able to give their life to Christ, amen. If there be one that will listen to this message and your heart was pricked, amen. And you're saying, what must I do to be saved? We ask that you repeat after us. This is for the believing heart. You must confess unto salvation, Lord Jesus, here I am, a sinner in my sins. Lord, come into my heart. Wash me with your blood. I believe that you are Lord, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you resurrected, and because you live, I shall live life anew in you. Baptize me with your Holy Ghost and fire in Jesus' name. Amen.
Calm down.
Father, beloved, if you have believed this word, amen, if you have heard this word and believed and confessed it, amen, you are no longer a sinner man, but now you are the salvation of God. You are the righteousness of God, says the word of God. When I misspeak, I say I misspoke. So you are the righteousness of God, amen, according to the Holy Scriptures. So a number where you can reach us here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church is 800-373-6948, extension 801. Every sheep does need a shepherd, amen. So we invite you to congregate with us, to join us in Bible study, 5 a.m. prayer, evangelism course, whatever services it is that God is releasing. The website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Lord, every soul that have believed and confessed, we commit them unto you, that you will finish the good work that you started in them on this day. Satan, it is the Lord that rebuke you, the hand of God that binds you, and the blood of Jesus that's working against you. We command you to loose your hold off of the mind, off of the vessel of the people of God. No more trespassing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Or you can join a ministry that teaches the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ in your area, for there is truly only one church. We are all branches on the vine, amen, amen, but there's only one church of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, yes. And we welcome you into the body. All of heaven rejoices at one soul that gives its life to Christ. So, Lord, I thank you even right now for the souls that you will draw, that will hear the message, my God, and that will repent. Amen. We thank you now. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Amen. Beloved, we're going to move forth in a portion of the service. We want you to be able to share what it is that you have received on tonight through the lesson that is taught. Amen. And we're asking you to stick with the lesson because don't bring in revelation from someplace else, because if it's wrong, I don't have a problem with shutting you down and you may not like it. Amen. But know that it's being done in love. Amen, because the word of God says that the scriptures is good for correction, it's good for rebuke, amen. But we cannot allow the people on the line to walk away with just anything or either those things that you have heard your shepherd say or other things like that. If it's not doctrinal, we're going to shut you down, amen. So that's why I told you stick with the lesson, stick with the lesson, stick with the lesson, amen. So Minister Ardeen, are you sharing on tonight?
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. What a wonderful lesson. That's one of my favorite, anyway, evangelism. So I give God thanks and praises. I did, you know, learn a lot. It's a lot of confirmation, basically, to let us know that in order for us to evangelize, we definitely have to really know the Word of God. We have to study the Word of God. As the man of God says, study the Scripture, study that word to show thyself approved. Word man need not be ashamed, right, dividing the word of truth. So, of course, we're going to meet people that's out there sometimes, and they will try to challenge us. But the Word of God is not something that's to be debated. It's not to be challenged. It's just to bring forth a word to let somebody know, keep it simplified, especially if we go into the prisons or if we go into the homes and stuff. The time is always of essence. So we don't want to be too long and too drawn out. You know, we can just keep it basic and keep it simple. And also that basically it's a lot of it that's coming from where the house of God is like so into this modern day technology. Sometimes people will do all kind of crazy stuff in the pulpit. You refer to those, like, you know, different things that people will do. And like, what is that about? You know, if you go into someone's house to bring forth the word, just bring forth the word. The word is not supposed to prostitute the people of God. Therefore, it's not about sowing to someone's ministry. It's about winning souls. If you come forth to bring forth a word, at the end of giving your word, we must see what the altar call is like. That's very important. The altar, your word is supposed to draw an altar call, because that's basically you're bringing forth the word where people want to be converted. We want souls to be converted. We want to win souls, you know. And he's also saying that that for us, that, you know, the word, it comes forth, that there should be a reproof of the word basically when it comes, because it's a word that comes to edify, and it comes also to build us up. You know, that all of us basically are evangelists, but it takes a special anointing from God to really be able to go out there. And we, it says, he that winneth soul have to be wise, because of, you can't just pick up yourself and say, I'm going to go into a crack house. You have to be led by God. Because when you go into a crack house, there's all kind of things that you can meet upon. And if you don't have the spirit that's on the inside of, the spirit of God on the inside of you, you really can't move forward. And you have to wait for the Holy Spirit to give you that unk to tell you, go in there, because this old Holy Spirit will equip you for the type of people that you're going to meet. You know, and also, you know, when he spoke about evangelism is basically speaking about the good tidings of God, break it down into death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, of course, and that is very important, and to understand that we're in a dispensation of grace, you know, and because we're in a dispensation of grace, the word must come forth in such a way where, because a lot of times people misconstrue that word and thinking that, you know, they want to turn the word to suit them, to justify their actions. But when we evangelize, we have to let them know Christ died for us. That is the basic. Basically what it is. You know, it's not that you're going to keep doing the same thing over and over and you're going to repent. Because a lot of times that's where people are, you know, are really going astray from the word of God. Knowing also that evangelism, it comes forth where it's only, it's, we're one body of Christ. There's only one spirit, okay? And that, you know, basically it's a word that comes forth that, you know, because we are all one body, one Christ in the Lord, whether we're Jews or Gentiles, whether we're free or whether we are bonded. And that's in 1 Corinthians 12, if I'm not mistaken, where he was coming from with that. And I got so much from this. You know, there, we all have the capacity to be leaders, and we have to be good followers. You know, and follow doesn't necessarily mean just because it's the man of God or the woman or less of the pastor or anything. Sometimes it's laity, because sometimes we have, like, different auxiliaries that people are appointed to that. And if we fall under those auxiliaries, the person who is leading, we ought to be able to follow them as well as, you know, to follow instructions, because that person for that moment, for that time, is the person that's in charge. So we also have to be able to listen to them and to take directions and instructions and be able to do them, as well as we ought to be leaders, you know, of, for that also. And, of course, to be an evangelist, you have to be a servant in the house of God first. You first have to serve. If you can't serve, it's going to make it a little bit difficult for you to really go out there and evangelize. And being a servant means that you have to be humble. You have to, you know, fall under your man of God. Be obedient, because obey those that have rule over you. And because you cannot go unless you be sent. That's what the word says. It says, how can you hear without a preacher? How can you go unless you be sent? So basically, that's all I got. I don't want to be too long, so God be the glory. And it was an awesome lesson.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Minister Ardeen Shear. She truly got a lot. I can hear the excitement. Amen. And I tell you one thing about using technology, you can hear the undertones. The Holy Spirit will begin to let you pick up on things in the spirit because you can't see their faces. Amen.
Amen.
You have to be led by the spirit even on technology. The Holy Spirit is still at work. Amen. So he will begin to allow us to pick up on certain things and key in on certain things, and he will show you the spirit behind certain things. These things are important. But woman of God, you truly got the gist of it. You shared a lot. Amen. It was so meaty. We thank God for the share. Amen. There was a lot of correction that came forth in this teaching. Amen. Even when it came down to, see, sometimes even in us being on our prayer language, and Bishop Duncan, I believe that there's another question about that, about being in a prayer language that is going to come out. Sometimes, like he said, that when someone was in their prayer language, when he was being converted, that he accounted it to witchcraft because he didn't know.
Right.
And I tell you, my cousin came in town who's a prophet, and they was prophesying, and, you know, they called them fortune tellers. Oh, yeah, let the tellers tell me something about myself, you know. When we went to Brooklyn, and I said, well, you know, they're not fortune tellers, they're prophets. And I told them that fortune tellers get their information from demonic spirits. Amen. Yeah. But and they can't foretell the future. They can only tell that which has already been released and spoken. But this prophet can tell you things that have not been heard. Amen. So the world can't tell the difference. So if you speaking in your unknown tongue to them, you know, Apostle Paul did tell us to speak with the understanding that they can understand. Sometimes I'm in my prayer language because it comes out. But your spirit is subject to you. So the Holy Spirit that quickens your spirit to speak, you can contain your spirit. Amen. Even though you're speaking on the inside, you can continue to speak in English. Amen. Because your spirit is subject to you. The Holy Spirit ain't subject to you. You subject to the spirit, but your spirit is subject to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I just wanted to clear that up. And if there's still any questions pertaining to that, I wanted to come out while we have the bishop on the line, because he truly made the road very narrow on tonight. And we want to stay on a narrow road, and we want to stay off the rotten ice. Amen. Because on the rotten ice, it's going to break, and you're going to find yourself in places where you should not be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So Minister Patricia Potts, are you able to share tonight? I know some people are at work. Are you able to share tonight?
Good evening. God bless. I was working and listening. Thank God, you Bishop and Apostle and Bishop heard it. Thank God, you all and everyone on the line. You know, what kept ringing in my ear, hallelujah, was back to basics. Hallelujah, because a lot of the world has crept into the church, and we have to stand. Hallelujah. We have to go back to the basic, to the old landmark. Hallelujah. That is Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And preaching and giving a simple message when we go out. Hallelujah. It ain't about all this, you know, prophesying or whatever the case may be. It's a simple message. Hallelujah. Jesus loves you and Jesus saves, and repent. Hallelujah. And turn from your sins. So it's a simple message, and I just want to interject a little something. We were out evangelizing last Saturday. We prayed, we prepared, we fasted, we asked the Lord to draw the souls, and it was a very, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, had his way. The people were drawn, hallelujah. One of the evangelists would ask the person if they wanted prayer. We were right on the street in front of the church. And as they came for prayer, we asked, were they saved? And some people didn't know or whatever, so we kind of explained it to them, and it was effective, and we gave our Bibles. So I thank God, you know, that it's very simple, a simple message. You know,
amen.
We believe in the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God. So I thank God for, I am going to listen to it again, but I did receive the basics, back to the basics. Hallelujah. And also, and I know cyber evangelism and all that's good, but sometimes people just need your presence. Hallelujah. They just need to know that someone cares from the field of love. Hallelujah. Just the ministry of presence, because the old way was Jesus came, and he was present when he evangelized. Amen.
Amen, amen. I thank Minister Potts for that. That was some of the teaching from the Friday evangelism course. Amen. That means somebody's studying. Amen. Rightly dividing this word of truth. We thank God for that. But that's the key. We have to learn to echo the word of God. You got to echo it. God means for his word to be echoed. When we echo it, that means when we repeat it, when we reiterate it, it brings the same thing it brought about in us, it will bring about in others according to their faith. Amen?
Amen.
According to their faith. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that share. Bishop Glenn Duncan, do you have anything to share after those two shares, or should I just keep going?
Yeah, no, I thank God that the input, and I recognize that now y'all do more input after the fact as far as what was received. So I'm listening.
Amen. So Prophet Deidre Williams, are you able to share tonight?
I'm on mute.
We can hear you.
Okay. Hope you don't start barking.
Okay.
Yes, I got a lot out of the lesson. The most that I embracing is basic. Keep it simple. and that is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, as long as I can stay close to the fire, all of the frills and the things, the songs and all, not the gospel songs, but things that are creeping in to water down salvation is what I want to stay away from. I want to stay where you were speaking tonight on the basic evangelism is to give the good news of God's love. And it states in the scripture, He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish. And God will not take back His word, but He will bless it. And that is
Amen.
Everyone who will embrace and believe by faith what God has provided shall receive the blessing and promises of God. And that's the good news, eternal life through Jesus Christ. And what I
Amen. Amen. We thank God for that revelation on tonight by Prophet Deidre Williams. Amen. I thank God for the woman of God because she walked with me early in my ministry. And God will reveal things through her, amen, that she would not have known, amen. So I thank God for her, and she's faithful, amen, she's faithful. And, beloved, what I want to share with you is that while you're out there, God can work the gifts of the word of knowledge through you, and that gift is that He can share with you, or the Holy Spirit can bring forth through you, you know, something pertaining to that happened in a person's past or their present to help them to believe what's coming. Amen.
Right.
The rest of what the Holy Spirit is working, that's one of the nine gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And we don't want to go into all of it pertaining to, but while you're out there, like the bishop spoke, that the fruit of the Spirit should be at work with you with evangelizing, the gifts of the Spirit should be at work in and through you. And all of that is by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, amen. Mother Lucille Satchel, do you want to share tonight? Mother Satchel. Amen. Evangelist Marilyn Duncan,
Hello.
Do you want to share?
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
Okay, we didn't pass you by. We backing up for you. Amen. God will make time come back around and bless you. That's all right. Go ahead.
I couldn't hear. I mean, my phone went dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why you didn't hear me.
Okay, and, so you're sharing?
Well, I was saying in the beginning I was kind of confused because my evangelizing wasn't like He was telling us in the beginning. Because
mm-hmm.
I never went out to people. God told me to write letters. And
mm-hmm.
I was kind of confused. I said, well, God never sent me out, and I was going to tell Him. But then
mm-hmm.
God spoke to me, and He said, what about the life you saved? And I said, life I saved? And He brought it back to me. There was a woman in our church who was in love with the pastor. And the pastor had said something to upset her, and she went home and she took a whole bottle of aspirin. And she called me that day after she had taken them, and she said, Miss Satchel, she says, you got to come down to my house. And I said, what for? She says, you got to come down and pray for me. I said, why? She says, I just took a whole bottle of aspirin, and I need somebody to pray for me. She says, I'm dying. She said, but I don't want to die. I said, okay, I'll be there. And I wasn't too far from her house, so I got there in 10 minutes. And I went right in, because she said if I didn't come right away, then she would die. So I went in, and I said, well, I don't say too many words, because I was new in this. I had just started, and I didn't know exactly how to do it. So, and I said, I don't say any words. I just lay my hands on you, and God does the rest. Because I speak through my mind and I don't know what He's doing. So I laid my hands on her, and whatever God did, He did it. And she said, thank you. And I went back home. And as soon as I got home, the ambulance came, took her to the hospital. She called me from the hospital later on. And she said, Miss Satchel, she says, thank you for coming to my house to pray for me. She says, if it hadn't been for you, she said, I would have died. You saved my life. I said, oh, my goodness, thank you. And then that's when I began to know that God really had called me to evangelize. And the things that he was saying tonight, I don't even know what to say, because it just, I was just studying the lesson, and it kind of built me up, because I was studying about evangelism, and I got to 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, where Paul had proclaimed the gospel, mm-hmm. and said he had received it and gave it to the disciples, and the disciples were supposed to give it to the people. And that's what kind of made me feel a little better. And I said, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm on the right line.
Amen. Okay, Mother Satchel, even when you wrote the letters, what you wrote in the letters, if it was the word of God pertaining to the death, the burial, and the resurrection, it's the same as when we post on Facebook today and people read the word of God that we post and their heart is pricked and they want prayer, or they want to know what must I do to be saved. And
amen.
One of the things that Bishop Duncan did speak on tonight, amen, that we have to get in line with the word of God, that man cannot save anyone, but it is
amen.
The power of the Holy Spirit that is working in you
amen.
And through you that
and
is bringing about that healing, and that's amen, amen. So I'm glad
yes.
that throughout the lesson that there were some things spoken to bring you on a narrow road, that even if God used you to write, sometimes he uses me to write too. I send letters
yeah.
So I send letters to churches sometimes at the leading
yeah.
of the Holy Spirit. I send letters mm-hmm. of corrections, and sometimes I go just as bold as Apostle Paul was, because I'm not afraid to say to you what I have written in a letter. Amen? If it be of God, you cannot be afraid. You have
amen.
To obey him. But yet and
amen.
Still, I will say that you need to be led by the Spirit. You need
amen.
To be led by the Spirit. And when we look at that message of evangelism, the word of God says, did say, go ye into all of the world. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And preach the gospel. So there
and
is a presence. There must be an action. Amen?
Yes.
But if he allowed you to send his word and it affected a change, amen, when you send forth the word of God, I don't care if you send it forth in a letter, because you see that Luke wrote to Theophilus. Amen? If you send
amen.
Forth the word of God, the word of God
yes.
itself has power. When people read
yes.
it, it's going to affect the change. So the man
amen.
God did speak
amen.
About, there was different avenues
amen.
In which the gospel will be carried. But when we get back to the basic of it, it was them going out. He did
right.
say basic. Amen. And he said that basic, modern day is
basic.
That there's a lot of different avenues and vehicles that we use. But the basic was them going out. Amen.
Yes.
And that
yes.
what doesn't change with the basic is the praying, the studying of the word, and the being
yes.
led by the Holy Spirit, that will never change. I don't care what your vehicle is, that should never change. Amen?
Amen.
Because if that
amen.
Changed, then it ain't God. It's you.
Amen.
It's you and your flesh, or being led by a spirit of error. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to keep it narrow. We're going to keep it narrow. Okay? I like to keep it narrow. Amen. So the word that came forth tonight, it was the sound doctrine. Amen.
It was.
Even if you can't
was.
Bear witness to it, it's in the word of God. So if
amen.
You are doing something that is not aligned with the word, this is the time to get aligned with what was spoken on tonight. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen. Well,
God
Sister Titiana, are you sharing on tonight?
May I comment before we go on?
Who am I speaking to?
Bishop
oh, Bishop Duncan. Yes, you can.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
to the mother that just was speaking about the letter
yeah.
writing. If I was able to break down everything, I would have given you example also, because I said that, like prison ministry, for instance. Part of prison ministry, which is evangelism, is letter writing.
Amen.
So
yes.
That's why I said I'm just going to give examples. Because we get sort of stuck in, well, it's just like if somebody talk about sin and they start
mm-hmm.
naming specific sins, people say, well, I don't do that, instead of the broader picture of back to the narrow road, like Apostle was saying. So just to help you a little bit, prison ministry have letter writing. which is a part of the evangelistic outreach for prison ministry. So to help you along a little bit more, you're still, if you heard what Apostle said, and if you add that in to help you a little bit, be a little bit more comfortable, all right? So
you're
still in evangelism. Okay, then, Mother. All right, then.
Okay.
All right. All right,
yes,
Apostle.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Well, you know what, beloved? I'm glad that the bishop did bring up letter writing as part of his prison ministry. Amen. Because for those that sometimes, you know, when you're going through the prisons, you need clearance. I know because I'm retired corrections. You need clearance. Amen. And there's rules and there's regulations and there's certain things that you can do and things that you can't do. And, you know, at times being able to write a letter of encouragement, amen, to those that are in prison and allowing them to write you back and be able to respond, sending them words of edification, you know, even sending in Bibles or whatever it is that the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. But do keep it Jesus. Amen. Do keep it about him and be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit, even in writing a letter. I know that you could write a letter and sometimes it could be you and then sometimes it could be the Spirit. Amen. So make sure that you are led by the Spirit. Amen. And writing these letters and make sure that it aligns. You know, even in writing, you have to judge the content and the source to make sure that it aligns with God's word. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well,
amen.
I was led by the Spirit.
Amen.
I was led by the Spirit because the Spirit told me that I would write letters. And I said, what do you mean? He says, get pen and pencil and sit here. So I got myself a pen and I got the paper and I sat down. And he says, now write what I tell you to write. And I wrote,
amen.
And he was writing scriptures and telling me what to write. And I wrote it and I said, now what do I do with it? He says, now send it to the ministries that I tell you to send it to. And he gave me a whole list of ministers. And I had to send that paper to each minister.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what I'm going to say to that, too, those of you that are writing prophetically and you're writing to ministers and you're writing to heads of ministries, amen, the people are not responding to you. The word that God inspired you to write is his word, amen, and that when they get it, they are to respond to God and not to you. So if you don't get a response back, don't take it any kind of way. Amen.
No, no.
Maybe think that God ain't working because sometimes people will respond to God and never respond to you. Amen. Because that's
amen.
What God is his word, and they want the people to respond to him. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, most of the people got angry with me because I sent the letter. They didn't like what it said. But it wasn't my words. It was God's
amen.
Word, and he was telling them what they had done, and I didn't know anything about it, so
Mother
I couldn't
Satchel,
do anything.
Listen. Mother Satchel, listen, as long as they, if what I tell people all the time, if it is in the word of God, then you're not mad with me, you're mad with God, amen? So let's not worry about that. We're going to move forth in this service. Allow me to move forth, because one of the things that I was saying was that we were sticking to the lesson tonight. Amen. So, and that's being said in love, but we thank you for your share. Now, Sister Titiana, are you sharing tonight? Is there anyone else on besides Bishop that have not? Evangelist Glenn? Oh, okay. Woman of God, Sister Sheree, are you sharing on tonight?
He was talking about sticking to the basics. Encouraging them, bringing them to God, telling them about God's word, and telling them to say the sentiment and prayer and to repent for their sins, and encourage them to read the word of God. Encouraging them to go to church. That's what evangelists are called to do, you know.
Right.
And be an inspirational at all times. And like today, you know, I know this wasn't it, but I'm going to say because the Lord had me do this today. I was out today, and I had bought some food, and I bought like a macaroni and cheese and chicken from, you know, soul food place, whatever. As I was walking, he was talking about when you go to a person that was not too pleasant looking, So as I was passing the little stopping shop, I looked down and I saw this man sitting there. And he was homeless and he didn't look too good, like I said. And I don't know where the Lord had me just give him what I just bought it. I gave it to him in love and I explained to him. I said, "You want?" He said, "Sure." And I said, "But the chicken is a little bit hot. I just took a little bit." And I said, "I didn't take much, but you enjoy that, but it's okay. But you need a fork." And I just went about my way. You know, and I walked away and I was like, "Huh? God, what happened just there?" And I said, "Ministry. You just did ministry." And mm-hmm. I said, "Okay." And I said, and the Lord said, "Because you all the time, people you work with you all the time, but he's out here, he don't get any, you know, have." So I began to worship and praise God just for that right there on the spot.
Amen.
And, you know, in different formats of doing ministry, as long as you're doing ministry and you're doing it like he said, decent, being order.
Mm-hmm. Now, beloved, I'm going to share this with you. Woman of God, before you finish, I'm going to share this with you that, and we learned this in evangelism course on Friday. This course is 5 weeks long. You can have a feet in ministry, but if the message is not the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the only message to bring about souls, all you have is a feet in program. There's many programs that the church has. Amen. But you have to make sure the message is included in whatever method it is. That's why the bishop is speaking about these methodologies. Amen. Because we believe that we are doing the work of God, but where's the message? Amen. So I just wanted to share that where the woman of God was. Sister Sherade, are you sharing anything else pertaining to the lesson tonight?
I just felt that after that was a I was like, that's a door open because I know I'm going to see him again. And I said, I have a track, give him a track and read and just minister to him. Because normally I had to go back to work. I was on my lunch break and I had to go back to work. But I know that God has set that up for appointed time.
Amen. That's good. Because that does open up a door, and sometimes these things do take time. Amen. Sometimes it's not quick and people are being converted right away, but sometimes it takes time. It may take you going back a second or a third time. Amen. The door is open. So we thank God for that share and that the woman of God sees the opportunity for that it is an open door for her to go back again. Amen. I want to make sure that I'm not leaving anybody out. Evangelist, Marilyn Duncan, do you want to share tonight?
I just want to say, you know, I'm grateful for the question. The Holy Ghost makes a big difference in my life. You know, how he's a spirit of truth and how he died and how the more you with the Lord, so you can grow in his grace, you know, the grace of God. And I think that before he loves us so much, and he wants to make such a difference in our lives, and he wants us to make a difference in the lives of people with him. And the Holy Ghost is very essential in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we don't really realize, anybody that tries to realize how important it is to have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So did you hear that? The evangelist said that the Holy Spirit, she says central, he is the core. Amen. He is the core. Amen. So I thank God for that. I believe that her being able to share that the Holy Spirit is central, that he is the core, that it is his ministry. You know, he is executing the will of God. Amen, that I that live with him that live through me, allow me to decrease as you increase. But we want the Holy Spirit to come forth and manifest. Amen. So we speak these things, but now we have to walk them out. Amen. So I thank God for that share on tonight. I believe that is a very important share, like all the shares tonight were very important, very, very uplifting and edifying. Amen. There is a 757 number, I think. Would you like to share tonight? Is that Sister Paige?
Oh, yes, it is.
Praise the Lord, Sister Paige. Amen.
Praise God. I truly enjoyed the teaching tonight. I am new on the line, but I did learn a lot. I learned that there are qualifications to evangelism, and and that he summed them up by saying that we needed to be filled by the Holy Spirit. We need to be called of God. We need to be led by the Holy Spirit, and we need to speak the message. And then the Holy Spirit will draw them in. We have to move. We have to have a heart for the lost souls, and we have to move in love, because if we don't, then we are not filled with the Holy Spirit if we do not move.
Amen.
In love, because love is the highest commandment. And I also learned that we have to labor before God. We have to pray, we have to fast, and we have to get the word in our hearts so that when we're out in the field evangelizing to the harvest, the lost souls, that the Holy Spirit can bring forth that which he has implanted in our hearts. So I enjoyed the lesson. Praise God. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. We thank you for that message that the shared through Sister Paige, and I tell you that was plain right there. That was it. Amen. That was really good. Amen. And that it is the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and it is God that is drawing the harvest. Amen. So we have to really be discerning. If God don't call them, they can't be saved. Amen. So that's why the bishop said, don't beat them over the head with the word, because God deals with the heart. He prepares the heart and make it ready. Amen. God Amen. Does that. So if he don't call them, then Jesus said, the only way man can come to me is if the Father call. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
So that's the word of God. Now, Bishop, I always leave Bishop for last. Amen. So I want to make sure that there's no one else on the line, because I don't always see everybody. Before Bishop come forth.
Praise the Lord,
Evangelist. How are you?
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody.
Praise the Lord.
All the listening, as always. And I learned quite a bit tonight. Amen. I learned, like, pretty much what the sister just said, that we must be led by the Spirit. Yes, we should be praying, we should be fasting, and I also believe that God will place the people. And there was something the brother said about the apostle said about the way we carry ourselves, the dress code and so on. And I think, and I read this scripture where it says that we are the light. So that our light should be shining everywhere we go, not just when we're out there evangelizing. It should be in our jobs. It should be in our homes, you know. I mean, we are the light of the world, according to the Bible. And the main important thing is that we have to have love. We have to have love for the people. We got to have love for God. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank him for, you know, because I think it is very important that we do get back to basic. You know, I know it's important for me, you know, because I have been caught up in so many things for the past few months. But I realize it's keep it simple. Keep simple. Jesus loved you. He died for you. He resurrected, you know. And this is pretty much what they need to know, what folks need to know. That's all I needed to know. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank you. I thank you for the lesson.
Amen. 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 Evangelist Marian, we thank you for sharing on tonight. Amen. And these are great biblical principles and tools. Amen. These tools are not going to change. These tools will remain the same.
Amen.
No matter what else that come, like he said, basic evangelism, you will always need these tools. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
If there's anyone else that want to share tonight beside Bishop, I don't want to leave you out. Sister Nicole, are you sharing tonight? Okay, Bishop, I'm going to release the line to you. Amen. Bishop, we can't hear you.
What bishop you speaking to?
Can you hear me?
Bishop Hurd, I'm sorry. I know there's more than one bishop on the line tonight. Amen. I should have said Bishop Hurd. Go ahead, Bishop Hurd. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Amen. I first must say good evening once again, everybody, tonight. And I was overjoyed on tonight. I enjoyed myself with receiving the word on today. It's something about the beauty of being able to sit in the pew and receive a word. Amen. And
amen.
Just with understanding the devastation, the foundation that was built tonight in terms of the evangelism, I say to myself, if that foundation was in Florida somewhere or Texas or Georgia or even now in Puerto Rico, it will still stand because that's a solid foundation that
amen.
We all tonight dealing with evangelism. Amen?
And
amen. The epitome was really being taught is understanding that we don't just pick up and go. Amen? Some people are called, some people just pick up and go. Amen?
Amen.
And there is some what we got to see and laid out tonight about the order and the foundation of things that come with evangelism. Amen? And it's not just for you, but it's for them too in terms
amen.
Of this foundation. So we can meet at the ground that God so desires for us in this evangelism work. And I understand that thing about it says some are a lesson so that others can be a blessing with learning what not to do. So we got to talk a whole lot about what is and what we should do. And as I was listening, the Holy Spirit was allowing me to pay attention to those things of what not to do when it comes
amen.
To you. Amen. So I took that side of the portion of what I was receiving on tonight. But the one thing I want to hang on first is that I love when I heard that this is not a human process. Amen. Get out of your way or so God can have his way. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, but the verse says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to you. It allows
amen.
Me not to take it personal if they don't receive it. Amen? And
amen.
It allows me not to take God's glory when they do receive it. Amen?
Amen.
So with that, dealing with the opposite spectrum of it, of what not to do, listening to the testimony of Bishop, and something I understand is, as it was stated earlier about when people come to evangelism, and how they may dress and carry themselves and the motivation of even why they might even do it. Amen? That people get caught up in trying to be attractive and miss out being anointed in this evangelism walk.
Amen?
Amen. It might be tight, but it's right. There's some people
amen.
Out there that just try to be attractive and miss out on a whole portion of being anointed in this evangelism walk. Amen?
My God,
so,
my God.
Things that I got to see of also what not to do is presenting the wrong message. Like you said, with the prison ministry, my wife would tell you that, Bishop, the hardest struggle, and this is the best test God has ever given me, now that we get to preach in assisted living, amen, because they're in a different place, in a different space, in a different season of their life. We're talking about 74 to 98-year-olds, amen? So
amen.
Me preaching to them about the iPhone ain't got nothing, you know? I ain't going to talk to you about iPhone or iPad, but we'll talk about iPray, amen?
Amen.
So those things you have to be able to seek God to be able to relate when it comes to this thing of evangelism. I didn't know how prevalent it was until I started doing that, because now my seeking and my conversation with God changed drastically when I was seeking the word for him, amen? So
amen.
Understanding that, we're presenting the wrong message, that if we are going to evangelize saints, let's be sure we keep the main thing, amen? And that is simply the gospel. And the gospel is news of what God has done to reach us, amen? It is not advice about what we must do to reach God. Amen? So also with that, number two, as I wrote down about to live like you don't believe a word you are saying. Amen? The essence of hypocrisy. Amen?
Well,
I know it's tight, but we're going to keep it right on tonight. Amen? Talking
right,
holy, but not living holy. Amen?
That's right,
killing your testimony. Amen? Because the reality, like if you work in Altel or Verizon or any of these phone companies, if you're nasty, they say the people at Verizon is nasty. Amen. Mm-hmm. We all get lumped into the same bowl. Amen. So
amen.
Understand and be mindful of your testimony, because this don't affect you. It affects us. You can't sit there and kick it to your boy in the corner about Jesus Christ while you're rolling the blood with him. It ain't going to work. Amen. So also seeing evangelism is not imposing your beliefs. Amen. It's not about imposing your beliefs. Amen. And the last one I got to touch on was that evangelism, saints, is, and this is the most sensitive one that we tend to do and don't even pay attention to, it's not dependent upon the results. Amen. I had to understand that. It makes it easier to be rejected or accepted when I understand it's not dependent on results. Amen. This can be like what I say, probably the biggest misunderstanding, and it's still a misunderstanding. So in other words, evangelism must not be confused with the fruit of evangelism. Two separate things. And this is what I was hearing from you, Pastor. Amen. I mean, bishops, please forgive me. Count it to my head and not to my heart. You
Amen, Bishop.
Begin to think that it is within our power to convert someone, and that will be more than likely make you, if it doesn't happen, it'll make you try to manipulate the situation. And according to what we learned tonight, that's not evangelism according to the Bible. Amen? So we see that evangelism is not defined according to the results, but only in terms of faithfulness to the message preached. Amen? And you can literally go through Matthews and Mark and Luke and John and Acts and even Paul preaching the gospel, see where they are not people that came to repentance or faith. Amen? So in closing with what I was able to sit before and relish in that I've learned on the night is we don't fail, saints, in our evangelism if we faithfully tell a gospel and yet a person is not converted. We fail only if we did not tell the gospel at all, because as we started from the very beginning, we are commanded to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, I'm going to tell you something. If you wasn't blessed by tonight, if the word of God didn't prick your heart, if the eyes of your understanding was not illuminated, amen, if your spirit is not yelping right now, my God, if you're not leaping for joy, I'm going to ask you, what spirit is that? Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word. There is a word from the Lord. There is a word from the Lord. Amen. So let us give God praise for the message that came forth on tonight. If you was blessed by it, receive it with praise. Amen. The way we receive from God is in thanksgiving. Isn't that right? Hallelujah, Jesus. And I can't receive from you, and you can't receive from many. So you might as well go ahead and receive it for yourself. Another word, amen. We see that it's fruitful, amen. Hallelujah. And without further ado, we're going to release the line back to Bishop Glenn that he could send us on home, amen. It's 10:18. Listen, all things subject to change according to the move of the Spirit, amen. The Holy Ghost, amen. So he kept us a little later tonight, but it was worth it, amen. It was worth it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So,
amen.
Bishop, we release the line to you so you could close us out. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly come before your throne of grace on this evening.
Yes,
Father,
God.
Hallelujah. Yes, done, Father, we thank you for allowing us to open up our minds, open up our hearts, open up our spirits.
Thank you, Father.
What saith the Lord? Father, we have to, we learn to apply this
truth, these basic principles. Father, we ask that you bless each and every person that was on this line on tonight, Father.
Bless them, Lord God.
Your word for to glorify you. Lord, we thank you for Bishop and Apostle Heard for allowing us to be on this line tonight, Father. Everything that was said to us, glorify you, Lord. Bless us, keep us, and we'll be together. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God. Amen. Beloved, you're all officially Smith. Go in peace and serve the Lord. We will release the MP3 that you can feast on it some more. Amen.